This.
Hi guys. I'm not great with huge crowds when I talk. I might stutter a little bit. Yeah, it's bigger than what I'm used to, just a little bit. But I just kind of wanted to share where God has kind of led me with some of the blessings in life. And about 8 months ago, I decided to take a step back from a relationship I was in and move away from her. Part of that was to be abstinent and to, you know, base our relationship more off of God himself. And so I moved back here to Michigan. But there was another driving point to move me home to my friends. 8 months ago, I told this girl, I told her, I said, babe, I don't know how to explain this to you, but I can feel God working in my life, and I know that I'm meant to go back home to my people, and one way or another, I'm meant to lead some people to Christ. And so she took it very seriously, and she took a deep breath, and she said, then it's true, you need to move back home. And so I did, and now 8 months later, I have now baptized three people, or been a part of baptism for three people. And not only that, but the girl who I was telling you about in the story, I was also able to baptize her last year. So four people now that Christ has moved in me to bring them to him, and I just feel so, so blessed. And I also recently got this new job, and it's more money than I've ever seen, so I'm about to be financially straight too, and I'm coming out of some homeless mess that I was in for a little bit. But it's just crazy that the blessings that God has done in my life, and I want to continue to be an evangelist and worship him and praise him as best I can. Lord, I thank you for everything that you're doing in my life. And I just have a quick Bible verse. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it hits really deep for me, and it also hits very deep for carrying my own cross after the 12 hours that he went through. But it just hits really deep for me, so I thought I'd share it. It's Psalms 31-3. I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. I come from a very hard childhood. I worked since I was eight. I've been providing for my mom and I's bills, and not that she didn't do a lot, she did, but I had to step in at some point too because my dad wasn't around, and there was just a lot going on in my life for 20 years now, and I'm very happy to say that I'm finally getting on my feet, and it's all thanks to the Lord, so praise be to God. Amen.
Now, if you want to find Jake in the next couple weeks, we're going to soon see him at Steve and Denise's. We're going to move him in there for a couple weeks because he's going to get even stronger financially before he gets out on his own. And it's just part of the ways that we can help around. And so this is cool. Thank you so much for sharing that. Hopefully you guys will hear more of some of these stories over in the weeks and months to come, because there's a lot of good stories out there. Years ago, Ken and Carla Cole started attending Tri-County Christian Church, and they were just kind of like spiritual giants here. We did some Bible studies with them and loved them to death, and somewhere along the way, we found out they were part of this group called Echoes of Happiness. Hey, can we come to Tri-County some Sunday? And I think the first time you did that, we were still in the senior center, weren't we? Were we here already? We're already here? But it's been many years ago. I don't know how many. You guys can probably tell us later, but we've just enjoyed having you over the years. I was thinking this morning, you have some stories to share. Some crazy ones, like when you came here and there was no power and it was cold, and we had the few who came had blankets over them. Yeah, we didn't have any of their instrumental music or anything, and they still sang for us, and we still enjoyed it. That'll be a forever memory, but I hope that what you just heard now will be a forever memory of what the Lord does through his people, and it just, so just add to your stories. But Echoes of Happiness has blessed us many times over, and they're going to bless us one more time this morning. Would you please welcome them to Tri-County Christian Church?
parchment, more than the rivers run to the sea, more than the deer pants for water, it is clear that death is the bent of your heart. So Lord God, I just feel led to pray for forgiveness for Jake, that he will continue his ministry of evangelism, and that many would come to know Jesus. So can we join hands and pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this young man. We thank you for your work in him that began when he was so young and has led him to this place. The Holy Spirit has used him mightily in the lives of four people, and that's four people we're going to see in the kingdom of heaven when you come again. His words and his life have helped them understand that they were in a pit of despair, and your son reached them and drew them out of that pit. We thank you for Jake's testimony, and we pray that you would give him the same boldness that you gave the apostles of old to go and preach to those he needs about you and how you save and how you rescue. Use him for the kingdom in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We all we're the echoes of happiness. There's a billboard right down there. And we are glad to be here. We've been here. This is our 11th time.
Wow.
11th or 12th time. And this year is our
three hymn sings.
And this is our official farewell tour. God has led us to look in different areas where he might use us in our families and so on. So we made the difficult decision at the beginning of this year that after 53 years, we would follow God in other paths. So we want you to pray for us that he would give us other things that will float our boat like this ministry did for 53 years, and that he would use us in a mighty way for the kingdom of God. So with the echoes of happiness, I'm happy. let me introduce the people of the group, at least those who are here. This is Ken, playing the flute too. He's sitting here. He's had the ickies for 2 weeks or so, and cannot sing without coughing and hacking. Yes. So we said, do come, play your flute, but you can just join it. Learn your song, play the music, and so on. His wife, Carla, is still at home suffering with those things, and she chose to keep her distance so that she wouldn't pass it on to any of us, and we are grateful for her sensitivity. They're the calls that they live right over here in Holly. And they did attend here for quite a while, and it wasn't her shoe in the door. This is Kathy and her husband Joe back there. They're the Smeltzers, and they live in Grand Junction, Michigan, which is near South Haven. Over here is Sally, and this is her husband Lloyd, and they are the Smiths, and they live in Holt, Michigan. And right here is Kathy, and she just recently lost her husband after years of Alzheimer's and the devastation that that brings. And so she's in a different spot today. And she's Kathy Hess. She was formerly of all over. She sang with the Echoes for many years, and then God led them out to North Carolina and Maryland and Arizona. And now she's back in Florida, but she's up here. Next Saturday is the memorial service for her dear husband, Jim. He would have been here at some of the concerts that we did. Our backup sound man and general servant of anybody who saw. And if he saw Ed coughing, he'd have a bottle of water for him. He was very, very servant-hearted, faithful obeyer, selfless in service. He loved others because he loved God. And so we miss him, and we're going to celebrate next week. And anyway, she was up here, and he said, please sing with us. So we rehearsed the ones she knew, and there you go. Who else is
you?
Oh,
you.
I'm Kay. For years was Kay Neville. I got married a year and a half ago, and I'm now Kay Steinbrook. My husband stayed home to participate in some men's Defense Ministries and launched the dogs. So he is not here, but he misses us while we're apart. You know. And we're from Beluga, Michigan, which is over south of the St. Joe. So we are the Echoes of Happiness, and we are delighted to be here. We wish to present to you a, you know, we think that God created the world and then he rested and he rested. No, God is working. In John 5:17, Jesus said, my Father is working. He's always working. Well, what is he doing? We're going to share with you some of the things that he is doing today and will continue to do until the end of the age. Mm-hmm. So let's pray that God will make his word clear through us, through our songs, and that hearts would be transformed before we leave this place. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for being able to be privileged to be in your presence. We thank you that you saved us, that you rescued us from darkness and brought us into your kingdom of light. We thank you that you sent your Son who lived, died, rose again, is even now in heaven with you interceding on our behalf. We thank you for that ministry. We pray that you will be pleased by what you see here today, by the attitude of our hearts, by the how we respond to your word. Will you reveal yourself, make yourself known in a powerful way? That's through the name of Jesus. Amen.
And then, oh, oh no, he sees us.
Right.
Have you had that thought? He sees us. But he doesn't see us like he's ready to see us mess up and squash us. He sees us because he wants to be ahead of those wrong decisions and gently bring that stuff into our life to bring us back on the path he had for us. He sees us and he's there in our journey. And no matter where it takes you, he's there to lead you. And he leads others into our journey to encourage. He's brought you all here today.
Amen.
Because he's here with us. And I want you to just remember, God sees you.
Is the night for mine? right in the center of that, in the heart of that, is something we all know very well. Because Jesus was teaching it to his disciples, and thereby we have learned it also. Anybody know what it is? He was teaching them how to pray. Remember? They asked him, Lord, how do we pray? What did we teach him? What do we know it as?
Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer. That's right. Okay? He taught them that. Right in the heart of his longest sermon that he ever gave was the Lord's Prayer. Sadly reminded us that God sees us. God sees us. I want to remind you that God also hears. Now we know the part that, God hears us. I'm washing my mouth out. But God hears us. He heard the prayer of Mary and Martha. God hears us. And he's going to answer those prayers. At his best time. And it is the best, by the way, not our time. But in this day and age, with all the craziness in the world, we want to remind you, God wants to remind us that he sees us and he hears us. Do not be afraid to go to him. Even when you're at your dirtiest, even when you're at your ugliest, you go to him, for he will hear when you cry out to him.
We're going to have you sing a song with us. The girls are going to sing one part, and the guys another part.
Yeah.
Girls will start, and as soon as you recognize the song, you sing along. It is a hymn.
Oh, we don't recognize the song.
It's a hymn. They're going to teach. Then you guys don't sing it anyways.
Girls.
Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King.
That was amazing, girls. That was amazing. Hosanna means he saves. Are you saved? All right, the guys are going to sing this. If we have some basses.
Tenors are up here.
Joy it will be to behold him.
Something and people are like this,
but then they just walk the other way. Or they hear and they walk the other way. That's not our family. He sees, he hears, he cares. That song is from Mark 4. So I won't go through the story, but I will remind you of the question. Jesus was sleeping in the boat, and the storm was going on. They woke him up and said, Jesus, look around here. You're sleeping. Don't you care? He got with them. Kind of a silly question. And he said, oh, you little thing. But he did respond. What did he do to respond? Yeah, and I don't think he just said, I think he said, peace, be still. You're hurting my beloved. Mm-hmm. He cares. He hears. He sees. He responds. He cares. So I'm just going to go through a few things that I saw. Sally had us look at Psalm 34, right after where she read, it says, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears them, and he delivers them. The Lord is close to his brokenhearted. Why? Because he cares. The Lord saves those who are crushed in spirit. Why?
Because
he cares. Okay, that's your answer. The righteous person has many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all because
he cares.
Ephesians. I've been reading Ephesians. I read it yesterday 3 times. It's a short book. It's worth reading every day for a month. A couple times a day. Anyway, I'm just going to read some of this. He chose us in him because
he cares.
Why would he choose Bob? Or Ed? You saw Ed's appreciation when he gave his devotional this morning. You saw Ed's appreciation of a God who cared for Ed. Even if Ed was the only one. Chosen according to him who works out everything and according to his will in an order who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be the praise of his glory. And when you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Why would he do that?
He cares.
All right. And he said in Ephesians 2, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. You used to live in them when you followed the ways of this world. And the ruler of the kingdom of the air, we heard Jake's testimony. He lived like that. And so did we. Or so do we. The Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh. Bible says all of us. And following its natures and thoughts. Like the rest, we were deserving by nature of God's wrath. But he cares. So the next thing shows what he did. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions and sins. It's by grace you have been saved. Why?
Because he cares.
Good. We get a gold star. Because he cares. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Why?
Because he cares.
He shed his blood on the cross because
he cares.
He drank the cup to the dregs because
he cares.
When Trevor came along and collected the cups, I don't know if you've ever noticed this before, but those little cups, you can turn them upside down every time. Just a drop. And if you looked at that pile of cups, you'd see a little drop, little drop, little drop. If that little drop had been Ed Seaman, and Jesus didn't drink that last drop, Ed would be lost in sin. We saw that, heard that in his story. But Jesus drank to the dregs, the last drop. And it's not like Maxwell Coffee. He drank out of sin. He became, isn't it Maxwell Coffee?
Yeah.
The last drop. No, for him it was not good to the last drop.
No.
Because we are not good in any drop.
Right.
But he drank the cup to the dregs for you and for me. And he willingly took the bruises and the stripes for you and for me. Because
he cares.
I don't get it. And we'll spend all of eternity trying to fathom why he would choose us.
Right.
It's amazing. This God who showed his great love and his care by sending his one and only for the likes of us. That's got to be mercy. It's got to be grace. It's got to be because our God cares. You got any words today? Cast it on him because
he cares.
Amen.
Once we were strangers from the promise.
Petra.
Petra. So if you're from that Jesus Revolution era, Petra was the one of the first Christian rock bands.
Last night, Petra would have fit right in downstairs with all those lights going on.
I know.
God likes to rock and roll.
Find that one.
Thank you.
to announce earlier, so I'll announce now. If you'd like to leave an offering for Echoes, you can use the offering envelopes that are on your clipboards, or just write a check and put Echoes in the memo. If you didn't come prepared to do that, you can do that at 4 o'clock as well. We'll get that to them.